A story now from Kansas, which in 2017 changed the way it handles children who commit crimes, creating stricter standards for sending them through the court system. Now, kids who commit low-level crimes stay in their community rather than going to jail. But the largest foster care contractors in Kansas say the result is more children with mental illnesses and violent behaviors coming into the already strained child care system. Nomin Ujiadeen of the Kansas News Service reports.
Jonathan Stahl's house in the city of Olathe is crowded with bedroom doors, decorations, and 8 kids. There's a lot of joy in Stahl's life, and a lot of challenges. 7 of those kids are from the foster system. He and his wife specialize in taking in teenage boys with behavioral issues.
Sometimes you're up at 3 in the morning because a kid's had a flashback, or you bring in kids that have never had rules before, and you start to have rules, and you're butting heads about that.
It's often challenging to work with foster kids, many of whom have gone through serious traumatic experiences. But lately, some foster parents and the contractors they work with say it's gotten harder. There are more and more children coming in who are acting up, sometimes destroying property or hurting other people. Stahl, who's been a foster parent for 5 years and trains other parents, has noticed too.
There's definitely an influx of teenagers into the foster care system, and more kids with behavioral issues, with criminal backgrounds.
KVC Kansas and St. Francis Ministries, the state's 2 largest private foster care contractors, say that's because of the changes to juvenile justice. They say the 2017 law brought in more kids with high needs and psychiatric issues to a system that already doesn't have enough foster families or mental health treatment. The system has been criticized for letting children sleep in offices and run away. Last year, advocates sued the state for frequently moving foster children from home to home. Linda Boss is the president of KVC Kansas. She says the new system isn't working effectively.
Parents are saying that they're overwhelmed, they're scared. They want their youth to get better. They want their youth to get treatment. They're just not sure how to make that happen.
She says since the change, foster kids have attacked her staff, families, and other kids more often. Some have brought weapons or caused thousands of dollars of damage at offices. Boss says employees have quit because they don't feel safe at work. Some foster families are worried for their safety, too, and they think that kids won't have an incentive to behave without the threat of going to jail. But Greg Smith, a former state senator who helped craft the bill and leads the state's Juvenile Justice Oversight Committee, says sending children to jail isn't the answer. He says before the bill passed, many children experienced more harm than good in prison.
We were turning kids that had minimal involvement with the system into kids that turned out to having more and more involvement with the system.
Since the bill took effect, the number of children in the state's only juvenile prison dropped from 209 at the end of fiscal year 2017 to 166 2 years later. Smith says the law could be improved, but he still thinks it's working.
We're just now starting to get the data to come in to where we can look at this and see, have these reforms made a difference, a positive difference? What do we need to tweak and how do we need to tweak it? But again, we need to base it on the evidence, not just because somebody feels that there's a problem.
Nearly all of the state's counties have immediate intervention programs. Now there are more kids in therapy, addiction treatment, and other alternatives to jail. Nearly 90% of children complete the programs successfully. Smith is skeptical that the changes are to blame for foster care's problems. The Department for Children and Families, the state's welfare agency, says there isn't a lot of data on this issue. Deputy Secretary Tanya Keyes says there has been an influx of older children with behavioral and mental health issues, but she's not sure if those are the same kids who would previously have been in the juvenile justice system.
We may not be exactly sure why or what has caused that shift of increase in older youth.
Jonathan Stahl, the foster father in Olathe, says ultimately the system isn't equipped to heal troubled kids and their trauma.
There has to be an option other than punish a kid with foster care or punish them in jail.
What they really need, he says, is quality mental health care and a loving, stable home. And many kids aren't getting that, no matter where they end up. For Here and Now, I'm Nomi Nujiadeen.